Hi everyone, this is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph. Thank you so much for following my journey to see what God is doing within me as well as within my life. I don't know about you, but I sure look forward to what's to come. Disclaimer, warning, this section may be troubling or triggering to you, so go slow and stop as needed. Disclaimer, I am not a therapist or counselor. I am only sharing my story of my life from my perspective, as well as what has helped me to heal and is still helping me. Free 24-hour support is available through the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline by calling 1-800-273-8255 or by texting HOME to 741-741. Hi everybody, this is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph. Dear Steph, He Promised to Love Me Always and Forever, episode 19. Today, I have an email from Allison as well as a response to share with everyone, and maybe this will help someone else out there as well. Dear Steph, I'm an 18-year-old girl who recently broke up with my boyfriend of 3 years. During the time we were together, we shared many experiences as well as a recent miscarriage. Sorry to hear that. Now he wants to be single. He says he does not want to date anyone at all. I'm having a difficult time coping. It feels like someone I love deeply has died. I feel like I have been tossed out like trash. I thought we would be together forever like he always promised me. I am scared, depressed, and full of constant anxiety. Do you still think he loves me? Should I do as he is telling me and spend time trying to learn to love myself? I just do not know what to do. Allison. Okay, and now I'll read you my response to Allison before I talk about it briefly. Dear Allison, anyone who has been in a situation similar to yours will feel consumed by those emotional bruises. Your former boyfriend may be simply grieving the loss of the baby in his own way, or relieved that he isn't going to have fatherhood dropped in his lap at such a young age. The two of you as individuals have so much to do in life in order to grow into the people that you want to be in order to accomplish your dreams and goals. But at least for the present, accept that the relationship is over and do not blame yourself. You could benefit from talking to a counselor about everything that you have been through. I encourage you to not begin dating until you are more healed emotionally. If you have older, experienced women in your life who you can talk with, it's important that you do. The feelings that you are experiencing are normal under the circumstances, including your loss of self-esteem. My advice to you is that you need to learn to love yourself before re-entering the dating scene. Without self-love, it is impossible to fully love another in a healthy way. If you are in need of speaking with someone for immediate caring support, please reach out to National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that is 1-800-273-8255, or by texting the word HOME to the number 741-741. Again, you may text the number HOME to the word HOME to the number 741-741. And my thoughts are with you, and I pray you find the peace you are in search of. Steph. Okay, now, so many things in that email I can relate to. You know, I've had my heart broken many times, and some of those times I thought I was in love and I just didn't realize that I wasn't in love because I didn't love myself yet, you know. And other times I was in love and I was left broken. So I can relate on many, many aspects of your circumstances. I have not dealt with the miscarriage of a baby and the loss of a relationship on that level. So my heart very much goes out with you there. Cannot begin to imagine. But I will tell you that one of the things that I learned for myself is the importance of learning to love yourself. You're really not going to be able to get anywhere until you can find that. Until you can find that peace and find that joy and love within. And I really hope that you and anyone else out there, Allison, that's dealing with this is able to find that strength and able to find that self-love and respect that you need in there. And as far as your boyfriend, your ex-boyfriend goes, you know, I can't say whether it's because he's scared of, you know, the possibility of fatherhood at such a young age and that scared him off, or maybe it is that, you know, he just needs to find himself, you know. I think right now at such a young age, I got married at a very young age, and I can tell you that it was, I don't want to say a mistake because I feel like I've learned so much from everything that I've gone through in life. But if I went back to that time in my life, I may not have walked down the aisle knowing what I know now. And I think that is more about myself than about that marriage or about that particular spouse at that time in my life. I had so much to grow, so much to learn within me. And I think anyone at the age of 18 has that. So, honey, I tell you right now, look at this as a blessing in disguise. Look at this as a time for you to learn who you are, to grow into who you are, and to learn to love yourself. Find that inner strength, that inner power that you have within you. And then who knows? You know, maybe at a later time, it'll be right for the both of you to come back together. Maybe it won't be. And maybe that other guy that is the one will come. And this was just a time, a season in your life for you to learn from and to grow from. So either way, I encourage you to just don't give up on yourself. Get the help that you need. Seek counseling, seek advice from those women in your life that are mentors to you, that are inspirations to you. I have many of those that I've looked to in my time of need. So I encourage that. And I'm going to leave you with a couple of quotes here that I feel relate to me in my situation that's similar to yours. And I think maybe they'll touch you as well. When one door closes, another opens, but we often look so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one that is open for us. You know, maybe this is a time, maybe God is placing a time in your life for you to have an opportunity to close this door and walk through another door for a season. Like I said, you may be going through another door that has that boyfriend in it in the future, but you may go through a totally different door that has someone else that's spectacular and meant to be yours, you know, forever and meant to be the father of your one day children. So I just encourage you to seize the opportunity and walk through this new fresh door and look at it as a chance to just have a new fresh start. And I'm looking at my life currently like that, a new fresh start, lots of new things going on for me. And so just, I bless you on that. And I pray for you to have a really, really good, you know, walk in your next season that you have upon you. And that quote was by Graham Bell. The other quote that I have for you, and I mean this with the from the depth of my heart about myself to you and to every other person out there who is struggling like you are today. You, yourself, as much as anyone in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. Buddha. Okay. Everyone, thank you so much for joining in. Bless you. Have a great day. And just seize those opportunities. Don't look at those closed doors as negative things. Try to look at them as a positive new chance for a new fresh start and new opportunities to grow. Bye. Thanks for watching. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. You are special. You are kind. You are smart. You are wonderful. You are worth it. You are important. To reach out to me, please do so by commenting or emailing from traumatotriumphpcola@gmail.com. God bless you all.